Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
A bill setting up regulations for natural health products was the subject of submissions to the Health Committee on Wednesday. One submission came from the Prime Minister's science advisor, Sir Peter Glucksman, who supported the bill but did have some reservations about a government agency endorsing such products.
For the mere fact that the label will say this is marketed up with the approval of whatever the authority is, it will be taken to be an official endorsement of the nature of the health claim that is made, whether it is justifiable or not.
Sir Peter Glucksman agreed with the bill's requirement for companies to provide evidence of the benefits of their products.
I think at least in this domain of voluntary use of unvalidated products for perceived health claims, the public is entitled to know what evidence exists and whether it's based merely on traditional use or the level of scientific evidence that exists.
Meanwhile, industry representative Michelle Palmer of Natural Products New Zealand also supported the bill, saying regulation gave the industry more credibility. To illustrate why regulation was needed, she gave an example of a woman who gave the industry a bad reputation.
She told me the label was going to say it treats osteoarthritis. And I said, wow, what's the science behind that? Her response was, I've got all the science I need. I have tested it on my three Labradors.
Ms. Palmer also stressed the need for evidence before natural health products hit the shelves.
Companies need to be able to make claims to the products they sell, but they must have the evidence to support that and hold that in supply. And that's the bill does not define what those levels of evidence are. New Zealand does not need to reinvent the wheel here. Countries around the world have done a lot of this work for us. A lot of regulatory authorities, for example, Health Canada, the TJ in Australia, they've already set what they believe the claims level of evidence should be. We need to start by looking at there. We're not saying that that's the be and end of it all, but it needs to be the starting point.
Michelle Palmer of Natural Products New Zealand making a submission on the Natural Health Products Bill to the Health Select Committee. Elsewhere on Wednesday, the Finance and Expenditure Committee held the annual financial review of the Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Authority and heard from its chief executive, Roger Sutton. He said there was no certainty for people living in Christchurch's red zone if they refused to leave their homes.
There have been no government policy decisions taken as yet about what will happen to people who don't want to go. We simply haven't completed that work. We don't know what services will remain if there's only one person left in the street.
Roger Sutton during the Finance and Expenditure Committee's financial review of CERA on Wednesday. The following day, it was the turn of the Defence Force to undergo its annual financial review. Its boss, Acting Defence Chief Rear Admiral Jack Steer, told the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee that his organisation had struggled to retain staff because of other job opportunities.
An example is the Air Force. We train pilots and Air Force avionics technicians to a very high standard. They can easily get jobs outside the Defence Force, and often when the big airlines come and say we need 50 of these or 50 of that, I understand people will go.
And that wasn't the only other opportunity offered to defence staff.
We're also having a competition with the mines in Australia, who are actively recruiting. They put in their ads, Chief Petty Officers and Warrant Officers from the Royal New Zealand Navy, we have a job for you. And the security companies who are providing security for ships around the Gulf of Aden off Somalia, they are actively targeting our people. Now, we can't match some of their rates of pay, and we know that.
And in an effort to keep personnel numbers up, the Defence Force was looking at new recruiting avenues.
We know our numbers are down. That's why we're embarking on lateral recruiting. That's why we're increasing our recruiting numbers. That's why we've changed our recruiting system. Instead of just focusing on 17 and 16-year-olds, we now target people who are 12.
Acting Defence Chief Rear Admiral Jack Steer, speaking at the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee's financial review of his organisation on Thursday. That was one of 15 select committee meetings held this week. Next week, the House is adjourned, and it'll be the last chance for public submissions on the budget policy statement and the inquiry into the well-being of Māori children. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.